Hopefully got enough juice in the phone to keep it going. I thought we'd have a little bit more. The primary focus of this call, always on Wednesday and Saturday, Saturday in the morning, Wednesday in the evening, is to introduce new people or older people who want more. When I say older, I mean having been in the company a while, who don't have all the information they could have, should have, or would have to make presentations to other people and or answer most of their questions. So I'm here because I've been around a long time and been in the company quite a while and have learned a lot, so I'm here to pass some of that on. I'm here tonight to answer one question because I get it very regularly lately, because Bitcoin is being so well represented by Wall Street, actually the Chicago Board of Trade, that the big question is why USI? So I'm going to answer that, try to make it a real condensed version of facts and experience of why the people that are in USI have picked it, why I picked it, why everybody I know picked it. But before that, I'm going to preface this call with a disclaimer of the fact that I'm not an attorney, so I don't give legal advice. I'm not a professional accountant, so I don't get accounting advice or tax advice. I'm not a licensed financial planner, licensed by any state government. Everything you're going to hear tonight is my opinion or an educated opinion based on a lot of years in this field. And again, everybody has an opinion, and I could be wrong. So now let's move into the good stuff. Why USI? USI Tech was a company that formulated from about three very knowledgeable guys in the field. One was in referral marketing, the other was in trading and finance, financial world. The other was in MIS or computerization and software for trade scenarios or for trading bots or trade computers. So those people got together. And then the fourth was added just recently, a gentleman from the United States. The other three, one was from Germany. Well, two of them were from Germany, I understand, and one was from Switzerland. Now we've got a gentleman from the United States who has one of the largest crane leasing companies on the planet. About 80% of the cranes you find out near high rises are rented, leased, or owned by him and his father. The guy's name is Evan Ahern. And he's extremely intelligent. He's very well versed in running corporations, as he has 50 of them. He and his father share the operation of 50 corporations, so they know business really well, and they're billionaires in their own right. So that was a very good platform to start a company from, by the way. So having those people on board is a confidence builder, because they have over 20 years of doing what we needed them to know and do in order to be able to rely on the company to do what they promise. I've been in this for about 6 months now, a little over 6 months, so I've seen my packages go to maturity and added new packages, and I'll get into that in a minute. But when I was originally looking for a company, I had been in the cryptocurrency industry and world for about 3 years, and I knew that cryptocurrency was important. It was coming on strong. I knew about the stories about Bitcoin, where people were buying it in 2010 for about 10 cents a coin. Today, it bounced off of about $17,500 and bounced down to $16,500. And my belief is that's going to be the last little dip. It'll probably flatten out for a day or two and then take off toward the end of the year through Christmas and probably end up somewhere in the $20,000 to $24,000 range. Again, those are educated guesses. Guesses, they aren't the knowledge or the edict of anybody who's licensed by anybody for anything. So those are good numbers, because I have followed the climb of this particular Bitcoin for quite a while now and have a good handle on what drives it, why it goes where it goes. And if you don't know this, the Bitcoin world, the cryptocurrency world, was very much thrown into the credibility category when the Chicago Board of Trade took on the task of selling futures in Bitcoin. I won't get into much detail about futures. It is a security, a U.S.-regulated security. Realize that what we purchase from USI Tech is not a security. It's merely a product called a Bitcoin package. Again, why USI? What I had done is spent 3 years in this industry and was looking for somebody that was easy to identify with a long-term plan to capitalize on this industry and be at the top of it as fast as possible, and somebody that was going to have longevity because they knew how to set it up to last, and they were spreading their base through a number of technologies as opposed to just a single technology like a single coin. There are about 1,000 coins in the marketplace now. Most people only know about 2 or 3 of them. Bitcoin is really well known now. Ethereum is coming on as probably the second slotter. And then we've got a bunch of other ones that are of note, but I won't get into those again. I just wanted to let you know there was a large background of new currencies coming on. They're all designed for a specific purpose, and that's to satisfy a specific need of a group of people. The larger the group, the more demand. The more demand, the higher the price. The more serviceable the product, the coin itself and how it functions, the more popular it will become. Bitcoin became popular for one big reason, and this is the reason why USI Tech chose it as their lead product. And that was because most of the world knew about it, especially most of the world outside the United States. It got its power and growth out of Asia. Asia is a very strict country, especially China, where they have heavy regulation on fiat currency there, the country currency, and it was very difficult to get that money out of the country. It's been controlled by them in the world market to stabilize their currency. It was a good idea, but it's not fair to the rest of the world. But really, bankers aren't fair to much of anybody except themselves. So China was just doing what they needed to do to protect their currency and allow their company to build economically to one of the most powerful ones in the world now. Well, they have a restriction on letting money out of the country. So the smart folks that had a lot of money, for instance, just to send their child to the United States, needed to get their child a visa or a residence permit, a green card, whatever it was they could arrange to get the child into the country so they could go to school here. Most of Asia relies on our colleges. There's a lot of reason behind that, but the fact is that's what they do. And in order for those kids to pay for the college and in order to get a residence permit here and easily get accepted by those colleges, they would have to come into the United States. Their parents would buy them a business of some sort, because that's one of the requirements. Then they'd have to fund that business. Well, they fund it with $500,000 US dollars or more. And the only way that the Chinese could get that out of their country was, guess what? Bitcoin. So all of a sudden the flood went into Bitcoin, and Bitcoin was the major transport vehicle for wealth around the world, because the Chinese needed to get out of their country so they could put it to work in other countries. So that's who we really want to thank for the introduction of Bitcoin as a national currency or international currency. In the beginning, it was very, very hard to determine why this would be a powerful concept, how it would be usable. But when I heard read a story about a couple that went around the world strictly with Bitcoin, they proved that Bitcoin could be accepted every place in the world, and they figured out a way to go around the world just using Bitcoin. That was kind of a proof positive that the world had accepted it. Now, the financial communities didn't want to accept it. The banks didn't want to accept it. The governments didn't want to accept it because it was a threat to their fiat currency, and their fiat currency makes them a lot of money. And it's a way to transfer wealth out of the country that they can control and put it into their pockets, as opposed to allow it to stay in the pockets of the citizens of the country. So it became popular with citizens because it was secure, it was controllable. Nobody else could access it. Once you held it in your possession, you owned it 100%. And the security on it was high. So those were things that you don't get in a bank normally. I don't know how many really horror stories you've got about friends who moved money through banks or had accounts and things went bad and the bank ignores you, sometimes just won't even respond after a while until you sue them. And then that costs a lot. So those problems were mounting more and more as banks got more and more in trouble. So there again comes the cryptocurrency answer to people's dream, which was an ability to send money from one place to another for a low amount, transferred around the world or across the street, or stand right in front of somebody instead of a cash register. They're moving it into an electronic wallet for goods and services. Just like Android Pay and iPay, the banks have finally jumped on with credit card pay of sorts. I forget some of the names. Wells Fargo has Lazelle or something like that. It's a handheld computer or cell phone to cell phone transfer. So they're all getting into it because they know it's inevitable. It's all going to go to cryptocurrency. Now, the big reason for USI and my sites was the first company I saw was one called OneCoin. It started about 3 years ago. What happened was they came out, and the lady who started it was in Bulgaria. She's a doctor, a banking attorney, and she was very, very bright. She saw the vision of cryptocurrency, wanted to create a world reserve currency. She wanted people in the middle of Africa, they could get to a telephone line or to a cell tower, to every other planet or place on the planet that wasn't highly populated and didn't have banks on every corner. Some of them were lucky enough to have banknotes that were so worn out, and I've seen some of them in some of the jungles of Africa where the banknotes are so worn out you can barely tell what they are. The people know because of the shape and the color, and they've used them, and they're the only ones that are still left in those parts of the country. So all that changed when they started being able to move cryptocurrency from cell phone to cell phone. And almost all of them have cell phones, just like in most countries, the people you'd leastly think would have televisions have maybe a dilapidated hut, but they've got a great television inside, and all of them have antennas on the top. So there's certain things, communication devices that people tend to get and utilize. So this fell into that slot as well. Easy to utilize, had value, was an easy way to transfer value electronically from one place to another. So all this set up to be a major disruptor. Now, when I say disruptor, disruption in economics, things that were major disruptors in our country were the television set, the telephone, the wired telephone, and the greatest one lately was the internet. When the internet first started, I hear people talking about Bitcoin still today. This is all a bubble. It's just blowing up. It's going to explode. Well, that's what they said about the internet. And lo and behold, the people that invested in some of the crazier schemes in the internet, per se, companies and their stocks, their securities, what happened is it did blow up. But what happened almost overnight, it rebuilt itself and became 1,000 times stronger than it was when it was just a bubble when everybody was criticizing it. Well, that's what the cryptocurrency has done a couple times. And now, for the last year, Bitcoin has been on almost a vertical rise. It's gone from, as I remember, it's about $500. I bought my first ones this year, maybe $600. And it's run up to $17,000 now in just a year. And in the last 3 months, it's almost doubled. So it's a real game changer for almost all the financial markets. And the beautiful part of it is that we're all able to take a little piece of it if we can figure out how to get in the game. So then again, why USI Tech? Well, I had bought and sold coins on small exchanges. For a while, exchanges didn't exist, so you actually had to buy and sell it between individuals who had it, peer-to-peer, so to speak. And OneCoin hasn't gone from token to coin where you can utilize it except in their own vendors, but in about a year, it's going to go onto international exchanges, and then it will start showing its value. So that was about a 2 or 3 year wait. USI saw what OneCoin did by building the fastest growing company in the world. They went over $1 billion in 1 year, or a little bit over a year. They put something like 2.3 million people into the company as users of the or potential users of the cryptocurrency. And as the community that was going to push it once it went international, and the people who were going to stick by it, who had spent a lot of money, invested a lot, or placed their money in the purchase of tokens so that they could be later turned into coins. That's another story. But why USI? USI took what OneCoin had done and it started that. I watched it when I first joined about 6 months ago. We were lucky to have 140,000 people in it. And they'd only been running for 6 months, and it took that long to get that many people. Then, within about 4 months, I went to Philadelphia, and there we saw the numbers jump up to about 380,000 because in part of that event. Then London came right after that, about 2 weeks later. And lo and behold, it had jumped over 400,000. Now my guess is it's somewhere around 680,000. So we're heading toward 1 million people. And they've sold over about 75 million, maybe as much as 80 million tokens. And what that means is tokens are going to be turned into coins. In other words, they are like having a chip, C-H-I-T, for the manufacturer of a certain product. Well, these chits are going to be turned into coins. And a computer does that, a database called a blockchain. We don't need to get into that. But the reason I mention it is because that's how all coins are transferred through blockchain. That's what creates its security. That creates a transparency. It creates a log of every transaction that happens in those coins, where they came from, where they went to, who sent them, who received them. All that information can be stored in the blockchain. So that makes for transparency, that people say, oh, this is just for anonymity, so you can do drug deals and criminal activity. And it's not. It's less vulnerable to that than banks are. Banks are busted all the time for money laundering. It's almost impossible to do with cryptocurrency. And that's not the intent of most of the people using it. So the good news is that it's here to stay. It's been acknowledged by the SEC. It's being traded as futures on the Chicago Board of Trade. And our company, USI Tech, has decided to set up an exchange. They're working on that, their own international exchange. They've created their own coin tokens, which they're going to turn into coins, just like OneCoin did. They started a referral marketing division to grow the company really fast, because they want to get on board with this disruption. And the disruption, for instance, on the internet, which changed the way we did everything, the biggest one was the iPhone. Once we had a small computer, a handheld that you could talk with, just like a telephone, you could bring all that information from the internet onto the cell phone. That changed the world. That was a radical disruption. Well, the disruptions that are coming around the corner is there probably won't be any currency but cryptocurrency to speak of, other than going back to the old, original, reliable gold and silver, which is what our country was founded on. And when it went away from gold and silver, that's when the carpetbaggers and the bad guys came in and started gutting our country, just like they do everyone that they become a part of. Well, luckily, cryptocurrency can stop them from doing that, because it makes everything they do transparent. For instance, the Federal Reserve has not been audited since they started. And that's a crime, because if they were audited, they'd probably all been put in jail by now. Just kind of like the swamps being cleaned up. Well, as our swamp in Washington is being cleaned up, so is the monetary system of the world by cryptocurrency. So there's good news and bad news. There's the guys who don't like it, there's people that love it, and the people are the ones that love it, because it creates transparency, security, lower cost. You can do it from anywhere. There's an internet connection or a cell tower. So it can be in the middle of the jungle many times. It can be in places you'd never, ever guess you could get a signal. There are signals. USI Tech is zeroing in on some of the major technology that's the basis of this industry, this technology. And they're putting their money where their mouth is, and they're moving into a lot of different technologies, because the technologies that are the most superior are going to be the ones that control this industry. And USI, as I have watched them grow, have chosen all the things that are necessary to be number one. It's like the old adage, if you don't have two vendors for the same product, then one can basically take you over, control you. They operate that way because they've been in business for a long time. They're setting up their own mining farms, which means that's the source of coins. It's those computers that generate the coins, and the coins are really just numbers. They're algorithms, just like the VIN number on a car. And the VIN number on a car identifies that car on whatever road it goes on, whatever city it's in, who bought it originally, and who they sold it to. So a coin is just about like a VIN number on a car. There's a number for every coin. There's a coin for every number. Those are locked in with a fixed amount into a database, a relational database, that can confirm whether the coin you're sending from one person to the next is the coin you state it is. You can't counterfeit cryptocurrency because it won't be accepted, won't fit into the blockchain, is not acknowledged, so it's kicked out. It says it's not a confirmed transfer. So that's the security, part of the security you have. Well, USI Tech is leading in a lot of areas for security because they know that if we don't have secure sites, we don't have secure wallets, we don't have secure ways of transferring from one place to another, then that's a weakness in the system. They seem to be choosing all the weaknesses that the other companies have had for years now, and they're starting to patch those holes with brilliance. The technology they're bringing in, and I could go on for another hour about all that stuff, but I won't because you're here just to find out why I want to choose USI over anything else. And the one thing that always comes up, when I ask somebody if they know what Bitcoin is, or I have a Bitcoin facsimile sitting on a table and they ask me, I'll ask them first off, well, what do you know about it? Some of them know a lot, some of them know nothing. But they do know that it's become very popular on TV over the last week. And the price is going through the roof. But none of them know how to take advantage of it. None of them know how to step in that world of billions and actually trillions of dollars and take a little piece of it fairly, simply, securely, and legally so that they can benefit from the gold rush as well. And that's what USI has done for us and made it so simple and made it very credible because of not only the people but the length of time they spent in doing the legal work to make sure that everything they were doing was compatible with U.S. law and the laws of, now I guess they're in about 140 nations, different nations around the world. So they're growing fast. Everybody's jumping on board. It's a fast-moving train, but they seem to have the integrity necessary. They have the vision to pick the right technologies that are going to stick with them and create value in the company. They want to take this public in about 2 years. In order to go public, they have to be squeaky clean from a regulatory standpoint, from a legal standpoint. They've done everything to set that up. They need to bring great value to the marketplace. When you go into an ICO, which is an initial coin offering, or an IPO, which is an initial corporate offering, per se, IPO. It's when a company is taken public.
Initial public offering?
That's it, initial public offering. Thank you. So that's what they're planning to do in 2 years. They've got a lot of work to do, but they're calling on a lot of people to help them. And everybody that helps them is going to be stepping into this role as one of two people to start with. And this is where the opportunity is. Somebody can come if they just want to grow their capital. They can come in through one door. That's called customer into USI. They don't need to know anything about the customer except the money's going to be there when it's all over and they're going to be able to get the money out and utilize it. That's called a customer. They put money in, they get 1% a day, 5 days a week. Every package they buy, which is how you put capital into the company, and a thing called a Bitcoin package, is worth about 50 euros. A euro is a fiat currency that is used in Europe, so it has nothing to do with the United States. So it's a 50-euro package, and you can put as many of those as you want in. Those packages are contracts. Those contracts run for 140 days, plus or minus. When you've made 140% on the money that went in, which is 100% principal and 40% interest in 140 days, that contract is finished. Now, the ninth wonder of the world comes through the door in the form of compounding. If you take a penny and double it every day, which is compounding that penny, in a month you'll have over $1 million. Well, that's kind of what they do with this. If you take your capital, put it into Bitcoin packages. Let's say you put in $1,000, $100, whatever it is. They accept Bitcoin. So let's just say you've had enough to put in one Bitcoin, which is $17,000, or just $16,500 today. In approximately a month and 2 weeks, you'd have, not a month, I'm sorry, a year and 2 weeks, which is about 280 days, the way they figure it, 260 by this calculator, but it's still between 260 and 280, depending on who you're asking. It's a 140 days twice, so that's the way the company figures it. You're going to have 5 coins when you started with 1. That's an increase in the value of your initial capital of about 4 times. That's a pretty good return on capital. And that can happen in any proportion of funds that you want based on the division of a 150-euro Bitcoin package. You can get 10 of those, 100, whatever you want. It's recommended because of the comp plan of people that are helping you through the door that you get at least 12 packages, but I started with 2. And I just wanted to see how it worked. And it worked beautifully. It looked a little bit slow when I began, but there's been a lot of changes in the company. And if you do get a considerable number of packages, something like, say, 50 or 100 packages, you can watch it on a daily basis change your life radically. And I recommend if you can do that, do it. If you, the longer you wait, the less you're going to make and the faster, or the more bored you're going to get in the first part. But to know that it works, you can look at all the people around you, the people that have invited you in, and if you have to just put 2 packages in and watch it work, do that. But if you don't want to waste any time and you want to see it work very well from day to day, put 100 packages in and watch it go. At the end of 140 days, you can take all that out. Now, every day, a certain portion of your principal and interest will drop into your wallet in the back of your office. And you can pull that money out on a daily basis if you want, as long as I think it's 0.02 Bitcoin, which is something like, let's say, $300, something like that. So every time you reach $300, you can pull it out. You take it from the Bitcoin wallet in the back to Bitcoin wallet in your phone, and now that's spendable. Or you can leave it in, compound it, so that at the end of the year, you've got 4 times more than you put in. That's the option as a customer. You don't have to do anything else. But people are going to ask you what you're doing and how you did it. And if you show them, you can either introduce them to the person that introduced you to it, and they'll thank you for it, or you can consider to be someone who introduces them to the company, and the company calls you a sales partner, although there's no sale involved. Basically, I'm doing the middle part of this. You invite somebody, which is somebody sent you to this call, and the way I do it is I put these gold-plated Bitcoin-looking things on the counter wherever I go, and people ask me, well, what's that? And I said, glad you asked. That was the invite. The next thing is educate. All you have to do is do what I'm doing on the phone. Tell somebody about it. Show them that they can make 1% a day, 5 days a week. They can make 4 times their money in a year if they compound it. And you can ask them, where, or do you know any place else that I can magnify my capital, increase my capital that fast? And I have yet to find anybody that can tell me, oh, yeah, I do. I know one. And then I go, well, can you show me how dependable it is? What is it? And usually it's something that they lit on a cereal box almost or heard on the Internet. And when I look at it, it proves to be pretty weak. And normally they don't last very long. So those exist. You can be sucked into it. I can tell you there's going to be a lot coming up with a new explosion of Bitcoin. There's every scammer in the world is going to get into this thing. And I recommend that people do their due diligence. And I'm really good at that. I can tell you how to do it. I'm telling you some of that now, what I found. You can actually talk to the corporate attorney of the company. It's going to cost anywhere from about $600 to $1,200 a month, depending on which ones you talk to. And you can have your attorney and an accountant talk to their attorneys if you want to, as long as you pay for it and set up a meeting on the phone, a conference call. You can do that. You can even fly back there if you want to. Again, it's just a function of paying their fees. So you can vet this company like nothing I've ever seen. And you can talk to now some 500,000 people that I know of that are in it. And you can find them everywhere. But the most important one is the one that brought you this call. That's the one that cared enough. That's the one that knows you. That's the one that probably has the most information about it, or at least knows how to contact somebody in the company like me who's willing to sit on the phone with you and maybe another third party or more people and re-explain what I've explained here, but even more detail. So what it does is gives you the ability to understand how the leverage in this company works. Now, the beautiful part is if you want to make it a business, you can. I've decided to do that after about 6 months. I'm committed to this thing strongly because I've never seen a leveraging device, a financial lever like this company. And I know where it's going. I know the amount of money that's going to be made in the future just off the plans that they're doing. There are things in technology, ATM machines, farming, mining farms being created in Iceland and some of the colder countries. They want to be the center of cryptocurrency in the world, and there's about five things you have to do that. They've done them all. And they're pouring tons of money into this thing. They've spent all the money up front even before they got it rolling. It's going to be successful because there are people like you coming on the phone deciding, wow, I like this. It's working. I can change lives with it. I watch people all around me grow like mad because they've got money they never had before. They've got a purpose they've never had before. They see charity coming out of this that they don't have to do a thing to create because it's created by the very structure of the company. And what I focused on is helping kids. I see a lot of kids out there that are working at restaurants, working their butts off because they want to go to college. If they could spend more of the time, because I spent 8 years in university, I know how hard it is to work a job and stay in school. And if they had this as a lever, and I call my little business my leverage, they could change their world. And they do. And they can change ours. Just by being able to go to school full-time, learning twice as fast, get through a college curriculum in 3 years instead of four, go on to higher education and reduce the time of getting through that because they don't have to worry about where the money comes from. Some people are graced by that, but there's still a lot of kids that work their way all the way through it. And those are the best ones anyway. Those are the ones that are learning the most, the ones that will change the world and they can do it with this lever. So anytime I can help them, that's been my focus lately. And all the people on this call. So that's what I do, why I do it, and why USI. USI is the biggest financial lever I've ever seen. It's the simplest, most secure way of expanding your wealth. I find very little risk in it. People have tried to point out risk that I either mitigate or will admit that it's there, like in anything. But in this case, it's almost all mitigated down to things that you can control. You're in total control of everything that happens to this, except for the making of the money by the company. But if you look at how they make it and why they make it, it doesn't get smaller. It gets bigger every day. So a lot of people say, well, they can't pay that 1% a day. Oh, they can pay that and a lot more. Like I said, they're spending over $10 million a month just putting into these computer farms to create more currency because the world is going to need all they can get here pretty soon because of everybody is going to cryptocurrency. Some of the big box stores are now using cryptocurrency as a rewards package, you know, instead of 2% back on your gasoline and your groceries and whatever else you buy in their categories. They just give you cryptocurrency back. And that's what a lot of them are going to in their reward system. So it's going international. It has been international. It's going international as far as the United States is concerned. And we have some of the biggest companies, retailers, and outlets in the world, and they're starting to move toward cryptocurrency. So why USI? It's the simplest way to get involved in the cryptocurrency world, Bitcoin specifically right now. You can go out and do what all these other guys do, but you don't have the risk. If you look at the futures market, know anything about the futures market, you can get wiped out in a heartbeat. You can make a lot of money in a heartbeat, but realize those are closed systems. They're called zero-sum games. Somebody has to lose for you to win. And when that's the game, there's a lot of blood on the field after the game is over. And so you don't want to be one of the football players sent out on the field without any football pads. If you're going to go out on the field, you want to not only be well-trained in good shape, but also have football pads on. Well, You can hire people to do that. We watch the NFL on weekends. Some of us do. Some of us don't anymore. But these guys in the financial world and the guys that are creating this technology know exactly what they're doing. That they've been doing it a long time. They're time-tested, and they're doing it to make money. Well, they make a lot of money, and we make a lot of money. So that's why they call us sales partners. They don't call us sales agents or representatives. They acknowledge that they're sales partners because everything they do, we can participate in, we can make money at, and we can change the outcome of other people's lives. So, why USI? I just gave you most of the things I know about and most of the things I've grabbed onto and the reasons why I've done it. It's been very successful. It's treated me better than any other company I've ever seen financially. And I don't see anything that's going to disrupt it in the near future. So now is a great time to take advantage of it. You can put your toes in the water or you can dive in. And you know that the bottom isn't 2 feet deep. It's like more like 15 or 20, so you're not going to hit bottom. Anyway, what you want to do is get to the person who brought you to this call. If you need a three-way with other people, you've got other friends who might be interested after you've tested the water or even before, bring them to the call. We do about the same kind of thing every week. It changes from time to time so that everybody doesn't get bored of the same one. As I said earlier, all these calls are in an archive. They're recorded, and you can go through the archive and pick the one you like the best to give to some of your friends or the people that you want to interest in this, or you can just be a customer. You can put the money in, watch it grow, and then just keep putting it in and watching it grow, putting it in, watching it grow, and taking it out at any rate you want to. You're in control of it. So the only thing you want to remember is each package you buy is in for 140 days. From that comes your interest back out on that. I mean, your principal back out on a daily basis and your interest out on a daily basis. At the end of 140 days, you've got 140% back. Your 100% principal and your 40% interest. So that's the game. If you choose to play it, like I said, go to the person that brought you into this call and have them sign you up. It's very simple. It's a single page. There's no complicated or very private information like government, state officials want. None of that stuff exists. You might want to consider, if you've got questions now, I'm going to open it up for questions. No question is a dumb question, and every time you ask a question, somebody else learns. So if anybody is new to the call or been around a while and run into a question, please ask. This is good. If we don't have any questions, you can all go to the next step, which is relax, take the evening off, have a great night, and have a greater day tomorrow.
Hey, I got a question. Jim Hamilton in Arizona. You talked about tokens a little bit with USI Tech, and I bought tokens early on. They're not active right now, but I wonder if they go up in value as they sit there.
In my experience, they will in time. They won't until the tokens, well, I can't even say that. I was going to say until all the tokens are sold, they won't go up. But that's probably not true either, because if the demand gets high and people see the tech coin moving pretty fast and the company moving, as again, I refer to OneCoin only because I know it really well, and it was the fastest moving company in the world for about 2 years when it started. This could well take that over. You can go to Alexa, which is a website online that will tell you what the most hit websites are, and that tells you the most traffic, and that traffic usually translates into money. So that's one place to watch how the company grows. And during their expansion, tokens actually were worth a bit. But most of the value comes after the tokens are turned into coins, and then the coins hit the international exchange. Then the demand is created by the fact that they're usable in more situations. A token is only used to generate a coin. It's a call out for an algorithm from a computer. And once that computer finds the algorithm, it turns it into a coin, and then it sets it up in its database, which is the blockchain, and then it can be used internationally through the wallets, from wallet to wallet. So the coins, the tokens can't be used like that. So don't count on the value to expand dramatically until they start getting, let's say they're offering 500 million tokens for sale now. They've gotten through about 75 or 80 million, I think. when they get to the first 100 million, then the second 100 million, and the third, by the time you get to the fourth 100 million, that's when the token price will probably rise a little bit. And it may say it does before that, but you won't find a market for it.
Well, I do know that getting in early, I know that they double, and they will double several times, I believe, as part of
that. That's how you get value from them. That's how you get value from them, because you get, I wouldn't say free, you get tokens because of the bonuses that are created by you having participated early. So you get bonuses where they double or triple or, you know, something like that. So they get their value from that, and those will be turned into coins later on. So you're really increasing your ability to collect a really large gain at the end.
I wonder if there's anybody on the line that's got simple questions. That was a complex question. Anybody have any questions?
To simplify that, tokens are tokens, coins are coins. Tokens won't go up as fast as coins. That's the real answer. But
yeah.
I wasn't sure what depth of an answer you wanted. So
I appreciate it. I know there's newbies on the call, and I just don't want to take up all our bandwidth.
Yeah. Well, another one that comes up real often that's pretty common and usually gets asked is, how do I turn my coin back into money? Well, that was difficult back in the days where the couple went around the world because you had to have people to buy it. Today, there's a number of different ways. You can go on localbitcoin.com, and they have people that are actually buyers and sellers of Bitcoin. You can connect with them. They'll drive to your house if you want, or at least meet at the local restaurant or something. There are exchanges that you can find on the Internet. One of the best ways is a thing, I think it's out of Texas, called BitPay. It's a Visa card. You can load up that Visa card with Bitcoin out of your back office, and that will actually convert to the coin of the realm. If you're in any country, you can put it in an ATM, get money out. You can buy anything that you buy with a standard Visa card in any country around the world. So that's a good conversion route. So it's easy to go back and forth between Bitcoin and fiat currency. That's the kind of questions that are helpful.
All right.
Tim, I have a question.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Fantastic.
All the way from Santa Barbara.
Yeah, the fires are subsiding. The smoke is clearing a little bit. We finally got to see the sun today, and the ashes are not pouring down on us as they were the other day. Anyhow, I have a simple back office question. I don't know if you can answer it, but I'm going to ask it anyhow. A number of people, when they were first logging in, entered +1 for their phone number, and they found out I did the same thing using the drop-down list. I entered a +1, and we discovered that we could not pair our phone number to our back office at all.
Yep.
By entering a +1. And I believe Dan may have sent in a support ticket to the company itself. Is there a way where we can not modify, not change, but correct our phone number in the back office so that we can pair our telephone to the back office using the app that's now available from USI Tech International?
Well, I can tell you that the last couple of days we've been starting to get answers back fast from home office. I put in about 4 or 5 support tickets on that same thing, but they were just so bogged down they hadn't solved the problem yet. They're starting to catch up. We had a problem where somebody didn't even get a confirmation to their email so they could go in and confirm the code and have the computer lock in their back office and their name and phone combination as well as their email address. We got something back same day on that one, and they corrected it. They told us how they were going to correct it. It was very unusual. I never thought they'd do it, but they did it. So the same thing applies, as you have to keep pounding the support desk until they have a question, because I've asked that of a couple of people and they could not come up with an answer, because that's all done behind the scenes at MIS and back in the computer rooms, and I don't have a direct call into them. And even some of the people that do couldn't answer the question. We have to go through the chief of technical support. He gets the answers from the guys who have to do it. So it is speeding up, and you can get responses now. So why don't you try that? Let me know if you don't get it. I'll slam a couple more in. But try to get it yourself, because you'll have a more specific question. Because I know you're relying on some people overseas to fund accounts, and they can't do that until they get those things solved. And I know the company's starting to get to that level, to where they're starting to get down to that level where they can actually answer simple questions. Great time.
I do appreciate it. We will send in the support ticket one more time, because our friends at Spain and Portugal and France are anxious to get their accounts funded so they can get started earning the 1%. And they have not been able to correct their phone number entries. So thank you so much for your response. I will hit it up to support. And I do thank you so much for this excellent, excellent presentation this evening. Thank you.
No problem. Appreciate you.
I'm so pleased that you have an archive now. Can you, by any chance, give the URL or the website where it is archived at, that I might be able to send it out by text message to all of the people who may have missed the call?
Yes, I've done this a number of times, and I'll do it again. I'll get it out tomorrow morning at the latest, maybe tonight, on the same way that everybody got broadcast on this, so you'll all have it. Or you'll have it from the person that brought you to the call.
All right. Thank you so much. Well, I know the person who brought me to the call. You did, and I am so pleased that you did.
Well, then I may be able to send you that text.
All right. Well, thank you so much, young man, and we'll talk to you later. I appreciate your answers to the questions. Thank you.
Yep. Have a good night.
Good night.
Any more thoughts? Any more questions? Those are good ones. Don't fall away, people. If you got something that you need straightened out, let me know now. It's much better now than making a mistake. Good. Shoot.
I'm in a local crypto group, and I've been asked to. I've mentioned USI Tech several times, and in the hustle and bustle of the meeting, it's hard to really explain things to people. But I've been asked to maybe give a little 15-minute presentation here in a few weeks. And I was wondering, I thought I could do a quick little PowerPoint to kind of help me along the way. Are there some online materials that I could use from USI Tech?
Dan, have you seen any that are? Let me ask somebody who should be on the call. Dan, have you seen anything that might be addressed? I know we have a copy of the PowerPoint, but I don't know if we can use it or not. Dan, can you answer that?
Well, yes, we have a copy of the PowerPoint. The issue would be to watch Lee do it so that you know how to back up the slides.
Like okay, if you.
But I'm content with just making up my own from if I can find information I'm aware of.
Well, be careful about doing that, because if you make a mistake and misrepresent, they'll terminate you. Because the problem is the SEC. The problem is the regulators.
Exactly.
We say the wrong words, and okay, if you're very well aware of that, if you want,
I would like the USI to actually put out a guidance on which words cannot be said.
Well, I'm not really authorized to do that. I was doing it well before the company even started broadcasting in America, because I've been through this game before, and I've had run-ins with the SEC and those guys. So I could talk to you privately and get most of those down. I can't do a guidance because it's not official company, but I can also get you the presentation as it was made by somebody else, and I can also give you a PowerPoint. If you want, you can email me at timcoin, T-I-M-C-O-I-N, timcoin, at mail, not Gmail, but mail.com, and I'll shoot that stuff back to you. That's timcoin at mail.com.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. And put in the address that you talked to me on the call and that you're looking for the assistance in presentation material.
Okay, yes.
Now we all know from all the lists.
On the subject matter, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I'll bounce that back to you. Yes, sir. Anything else? Anybody else? Those are good questions. Okay, well, all righty. Then it's about, what time is it? We got 9:49. We were on for 49 minutes, got to a lot of stuff. Hope you learned something. Hope you answered your questions, and hope you join us. It's a lot of fun, folks, and it's a real financial lever that you'll never forget once you do it. Take care and have a great night. See you again on Saturday morning if you want to jump aboard. Until then, this is Tim over now.